Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 693. The best life and training advice I received from a homeless man. Part 2 by Roger Lawson of RogLawFitness.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik, your narrator of blogs covering health and fitness. I read to you from some of the most popular blogs out there, with permission from the authors, of course. Today's post is actually a continuation from yesterday. So if you're new here or skipping around, definitely check out yesterday's episode first. That's episode 692. But for those of you ready to push on, well, first, let me give you some inspiration before we press on. Quote, "We deem those happy who, from the experience of life, have learned to bear its ills without being overcome by them." Juvenal, Roman poet who lived in the 2nd century AD. All right, now we can get to part 2 and continue optimizing your life. The best life and training advice I received from a homeless man. Part 2 by Roger Lawson of RogLawFitness.com. Scale back. Don't expect to jump right to the end goal the first time you're attempting something. That's similar to trying to face and defeat the final boss of a video game within 5 minutes of picking up the controller. It sounds good in theory, but in reality, you'll get smashed like a warm cookie you forgot was in your back pocket before sitting down, making you less likely to try again in the future. Start as small as possible. Make the barrier for winning so low that you can't help but crush it. As you rack up those wins, improve, and become more confident, push yourself further away from your comfort zone in doses that you can handle. If you're still a bit scared, then that's good. You're right where you need to be. This isn't meant to dampen your enthusiasm or a kind way of saying that you're not capable, but a preemptive strike to make sure that you only push forward when your experience has prepared you for it. Embrace the suck. You know that sinking feeling you get in the depths of your stomach when you're trying something new, different, and out of your norm? I won't promise that it will go away, but I will promise that you'll get better at handling it the more you take action. Expect to be weaker than you want to be on certain exercises. Expect for your writing to be a bit lame when compared to the ideal in your head. Expect to have a few less than spectacular days as far as eating goes as you begin to get your diet together. It might not be the absolute worst feeling in the world, but no matter what your goals are, there's no way around this step. You have to be willing to go to that dark and sometimes terrifying place where the gap between the current you and where you want to be is larger than Godzilla's pants, if he wore them. This is the same place Frodo goes when he puts on the One Ring, the place of doubt any hero goes as he sets off on his quest, and that's okay. You will stumble, you will feel like you messed up, and you will want to call it quits at some point. Do not let this stop you. Be kind and forgiving of yourself as you move forward, always remembering this. Where you are is just that, a starting point, not where you're destined to end up. Feedback is your homie. Aim for progress in ways that are measurable, apply specifically to your situation, and get you excited to continue moving forward. Keeping it as fun as possible along the way helps too. Let both your experience and results guide you. If you need to stay at a certain level while you figure out your next move, then so be it. Don't limit yourself to what you've always done. Be open to trying new techniques, tactics, and experimenting with different ways of thinking as you move forward. Speaking of thinking differently, my friend and fellow trainer, David Delaney, has based his entire business on helping people break out of the typical strength training mold. And if you want, he has a free book that you can check out. Act. All of this is useless without action. We're either going to wish, dream, and hope that the things we want will magically appear in our lives, or we're going to decide to work for them. After all the planning, plotting, and pontificating is done, action is the only thing that can save you. Always has been and always will be. As my friend and mentor Alan Aragon so eloquently put it, a life spent chasing dreams that never come true is better than a life spent running away from dreams that could have. You just listened to part two of the post titled, The Best Life and Training Advice I Received from a Homeless Man by Roger Lawson of RogLawFitness.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
Dr. Neil here again for my commentary. Well, how perfect was that? We got to bookend today with an inspirational quote. We had one at the beginning and we had one at the end. I really appreciated that Roger mentioned that even small goals, if you achieve them, can give you momentum. He says, start as small as possible. And sometimes folks think, well, what's the point? If I start that small, like if I only do 2 push-ups this morning, is that really going to make a difference? Yes. It may not make a physiological difference, meaning you're not going to get the chest you want just by doing 2 push-ups a day. But what will happen is you'll feel better about those push-ups. You'll feel better about the fact that you actually did them, which will then make you more motivated to do it again and again. And then maybe instead of just doing 2 push-ups, you'll do 5 or maybe 10. Or maybe, you know what? That's not so bad. I'll do 25 this morning. Well, now we can start to see some physiological changes. You've built up momentum. And soon enough, guess what? It's become a habit. So don't underestimate starting small. And so many times, because I'm into nutrition and fitness and stuff like that, people think it's easier for me, and it's not. All right, quick story, bear with me. A couple weekends ago, I was playing a brand new board game with some friends, and I was terrible at it. It was all about finding patterns in some cards, and for some reason, my brain just couldn't get it. And my friends were like, Neil, what is with you? Why aren't you getting it? It's like you're not even playing. And then I had this moment, this realization. When I think back to like my training, when I first got into the weight room, when I was just a beginner, I stunk at it. I was horrible at it. I don't even know if I could lift the bar, to be honest. And my form was terrible, and I really wanted to give up. But my buddy was holding me accountable, and so he helped teach me. And eventually, there was this one day where things clicked. Before I knew it, I surpassed my friend. He wasn't thrilled about it. But that's kind of how I start. I actually tend to start really slowly. And so for me, small wins, the fact that one day I could lift that 45-pound bar over my head was huge. When I learned to play guitar, same thing. I swear, I couldn't even understand how to read tablature the first time. And that's like the easiest way to read music. And I stunk at guitar for the longest time. My form was poor and I took lessons. But eventually, I stuck to it and something clicked. By no means am I a virtuoso, but I could say that I'm better than I was before. So I learned I'm just slow to start usually. But then if I do stick to it, something clicks and you might be the same. So those small wins, again, don't underestimate them. All right, that's enough out of me. Before I go, if you're looking for accountability, speaking of, with your diet and fitness habits, a Facebook group can help with that. And we have one for the podcast where you're welcome to post and meet like-minded people. You can find that at oldpodcast.com/Facebook. Or just search for Optimal Living Daily Podcasts on Facebook and request access to join. That's enough out of me for today. I hope you're having a great week so far. Thank you, as always, for listening. Thank you for being a subscriber. Thank you for going on Facebook and sharing the show with someone. I'll be back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.